Lecture 24 starts us on a favourite topic. So in Auckland, for quite a few years, I used to work as a specialist in nuclear magnetic resonance spectroscopy. So this is a favourite topic of mine. We start off with a quite soft sort of intro into nuclear magnetic resonance, but usually for a while, most people end up pulling their hair out over it because it potentially is quite a hard topic. Probably about 1990 or so, there was a guy who got a Nobel Prize in Science for his work in it. The reason was nuclear magnetic resonance had allowed people to discover the solution conformation of proteins. So there was a specific protein called bovine pancreatic trypsin inhibitor, and this guy worked on a three-dimensional structure of this very large protein. And that was a major step forward because previously all the structures of these sort of molecules had been in the solid state, and that particular enzyme system then works in solution. So the solid state structure had very little to do with what's going on in solution. So NMR then gives you the handle into that. The guy got his prize then in a biochemical application of the technique, but this started off life the technique in the hands of the physicists. That's where it started off at the start, moved to the chemists, and now all the really big money in NMR is in the land of the biochemists. So what NMR is going to do then is going to provide you with access to the carbon-carbon connectivity, and in particular the number of hydrogens that are attached to the carbon skeleton. So this is your overall